This is what a certain min said to Rabbi Huwa. When will Mashiach come? Amalei, he said, that when it becomes dark for these people, in other words, like for you, minim, it's going to be dark when Mashiach comes. It's not going to be good for you. Amalei, so the min said back, if so, melech kolaitisli, are you cursing me? Amalei said, no, I'm not cursing you. Just crux it. I'm saying over Pasuk. I'm not saying what Pasuk says, what the Navi said. Yeshayahu said. It says, Ki hinei ha-choshech yechatoritz. The darkness will cover the ground. The arofel le-umim. And it'll be double dark for the umim, for the nations, for the Rishoyim. The yolecha yizrach Hashem. But upon you, the Jews, the tzaddikim, yizrach Hashem. Hashem will shine. Uchvoy the yolecha yira. And upon you, the tzaddikim, you'll see the cover, the glory of Hashem. So that's the posse that for the Ummim, for the other nations, for the Rishoyim, like, will be dark by Yemais Mashiach. They're not going to want the Mashiach to come. Time you will learn. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Yemais Mashiach HaBoyim Shona. Shno, Yemais Mashiach is only going to be 40 years. It means by the time Mashiach comes, until the end of the Yemais Mashiach, will be 40 years. What's going to be after that? We don't know exactly, but it's a pluktis. Some say after that the world will be destroyed for 1,000 years. And then there'll be the real Olam Haba, then there'll be a new creation, that will be an Olam Haba, then there'll be an Olam for Nitzchis, forever. But the reign of the Mashiach himself will only be 40 years. Shneimar the Pasuk says, Arboim Shana Okot Bador. 40 years Hashem grabbed the hold of the door. So we dash and Rashi says on top, Okot Bador, Ekach Yisrael, I'll take, Okot Bador, I'll take the Jews, the Emlach Aleihem, and I'll rule upon them. That means I'll take you and I'll rule over you for 40 years yet. That's called Aboyim Shona Okot Bador. That I'll be the ruler over you for a special 40 years means the Yemais HaMashiach. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer Shivim Shona. It'll be 70 years the reign of the Mashiach. Shneim the Pasuk says, V'hoya b'yayimahu, V'nishkecha tzur, you forget the tzur, Shivim Shana for 70 years, Kimei Melech Echad, like the time of a Melech Echad. Now what does Melech Echad mean, a special king? Eizel Melech Miyuchad, what's called the special king? Heviyoyim Ezeh Mashiach, that goes on the Mashiach. So the Mashiach, the reign of the Mashiach, will be for 70 years. It'll take 70 years for him to do his job, for him to get to hold everybody together for Moliar Zedeya. Rebbe Yem Rebbe says, Shalosh Doros, it'll be for 3 generations, the reign of the Mashiach. Shem the Pasuk says, Yeru'ucha im Shemesh, you'll see me by the sun, ulefnei yareach dor dorim, ulefnei yareach before the moon, like that's the Mashiach, the Malchus of the Mashiach, dor 1 generation, dorim 2, so 2 and 1 is 3. Rashi says, Rebbe Yem Gimel Dorim, Shem Yeru'ucha im Shemesh, Kloimar, Pahadi Mashiach, Shekosub ulefnei Shemesh, Yunun Shemoy, we had before, and the Mashiach is them to the Shemesh, Yerucha Yisrael, Yisrael will see it. Nei Yerech, Nei Malchus, Beis David, Shem Shekirech, Yisif Kirech. Yeah, so that's the notion of Dor Dorim, Dor Echad, Dorim Beis, Haregim. So the reign of the Mashiach will be for 3 generations. Rabbi Hillel Oimer, Ein Lahem Mashiach Yisrael. No, Yisrael will not have Mashiach at all. So what does that mean? So Rashi learns different than you would think. First you say, there'll be no Mashiach at all. Rashi says, Ein Lahem Mashiach Yisrael, Elo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimlach Biyat will be greater. And we won't even need the Melech HaMashiach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself will reign for us, will be the king. The Yigolam Levadi, who will redeem us? He himself, Hashem himself, will redeem us.
Why does
he
repeat it?
It says, and she brings the proof, Shekvar Ochlu B'Yimei Chizkiyo. We already ate the good. That the Nevi'im say will be very good when Melech HaMashiach, that we already had. But the actual Mashiach we will not need. Soon explain why. But Omar Rabbi Yosef said, Sharalei Morda Rabbi Hillel, like, Oy vey, Hashem should forgive you for what you're saying. In other words, a terrible thing you're saying. Of course there will be Mashiach. Rashi says, Sharalei Mori means, Yimchla Kodesh Baruch, Kodesh Baruch should be nice to you and be moichu you. Hashem Matzvor, Mashal Ekein. He's saying things that's not true. It's of course Mashiach will be here. But the Chedush Yeran explains, Hillel's Pshat Rabbi Hillel, where Rashi explains is, that the purpose of Melech HaMashiach is to bring all the Jews together, to unite us, and to unite the whole world together, that everybody should realize the Molar Zdeya, we'll all come to realize the greatness of Hashem. See, hold, that we won't need the Melech HaMashiach to do that. Hashem will come himself one day. Hashem himself will appear. I don't know exactly what that means. He'll appear to everybody, and everybody will realize the greatness of Hashem in 1 second. We won't have to come on to the Melech HaMashiach. So according to Hillel, we'll be at a greater Madrega. Like Rashi says, we'll be so great that we won't need the Melech HaMashiach to do anything. Mm-hmm. Just like Kadosh Baruch himself will come and rule over us. Like the purpose will be here right away. And the Shulut. Chizkiyah Amos Meir. So now in the middle of proving it. Jason said it's wrong what you said. Why? Because Chizkiyah Amos Hevi. When was Chizkiyah talking? When did he live? The Bayis Rishon. So you tell me that's the time they had the good of the Moshe Mashiach, but it's not true? Because V'ilu Zechariah, the Novi Zechariah, comes Nabi Bayis Sheni. He was saying the Vua in the times of the Bayis Sheni. And still V'yomri said at that time that there will be a Moshe Mashiach. There will be good by Klai Yisrael. So Mashmir wasn't already by Yemei Chizkiyah. Because he said to Chariah, Gilei miyad for be happy, Basiyayin, Hariyo, Bas Yishlayim, scream out the daughters of Yishlayim, Hine Malkech Yovah, your king will come. Loch, Tzadik will be a Tzadik to Melech HaMashiach, for Noi shall help you, who only he'll be a humble person, for Reichav Achamor, he'll be riding on a donkey, V'yal Ayar Ben Asinus, a special type of a donkey he'll be riding on. So this is the Novi Zechariah talking to Klai Yisrael by the Bais HaMikdash HaSheni, that there will come a time when the Melech HaMashiach will come. So it's not like you, Hillel, that said it already came, or that good we had already, to make Chizkiyah. Tani Yiduch wrote another Braisa, Rebbe Lezer Oimer, Yemois HaMashiach HaBoyim Shona. Yemois HaMashiach will be 40 years. Before. So why? He says like this, Sivak says over here, Vayancho Vayarivech, gave us pain, and he made us the stardust, the achilcha, and then he gave us the montit. Uksevosim, it says the blessing of the Hillim, Samchenu ki moisi nisonu. Hashem eventually will make us happy like the days that he gave us pain. So just as he gave us pain 40 years in the Midbar, Samchenu will come to the Moisa Mashiach, will be happy for that amount of time of 40 years. Samchenu ki moisi nisonu, shenoi serinu. Ro, the days we saw bad, then the Moisa Mashiach will see good. Therefore it's 40 years. Rabbi Doisoimar Dalid Meyashon, if so, the same pasuk, no, it'll be 400 years the reign of Mashiach will be good for us. Because Sivach, it says over here, in Bereshit, Hashem told the others, V'yavodim v'inu oisom arbe Meyashon, told Yaakov, you have to go down to Mitzrayim, there'll be, this is by Rome of Inuyet, Brisbane of Sarim, that Christ will have to work in Mitzrayim 400 years. It's so Ksiv, now the pasuk until him says, Sivosom, Samchenu ki moisi nisanu, that Hashem will make you happy, moisi Mashiach, the times that you had pain. It means 400 years that we worked in Mitzrayim will be paid back to us. Your moisi Mashiach will be 400 years. Rebbe Yomer, Gimel meyos v'shishim v'chamishonu. It'll be 365 days, 3 years will be. Keminyan yomoisa chama, the days of the chama, of the sun year. Shneem the Pasuk says, Ki yom nokom belibi, the day I want take to come in my heart. Veshnas Gula Bo, the day the years of Gula will come. So it must be the same day of Nekama, means 1 year, Shnas, 1 year to be the Gula. Mayim Nokam, what does it mean, the day of Nekama, of the revenge in my heart? Or Rabbi Yechanan, the lead the Galisi, only said it over to my heart. But Lavruya La Galisi, to my Evorim, to my limbs, I did not say it over to. This is what Hashem had in mind to bring the Tsarist, the Churban, on Klai Yisrael. So it says Lashna of Ushnaz Gula, there'll be 1 year of Gula, which means 365 years. Rashi says, Rebbe Yemir, Shisa Kiminyin Yemoy Sachama Dechsev, Ki Yoyim Nokam Blibi, Ushnaz Gula Bo. Means, Li Yoyim Nokam Shomeraglim Aboyim Yoyim. That's linked from. I mean, we see that the 40 days that happened to the Meraglim, Hashem paid back a year for each day. 40 years for those 40 days. Here also, it says, Shnaz Gula, that means for every year, for every day of the year, there'll be another year. So it'll be 365 years.
90
years, 90 years, the most, the Havana, the three, the family, the love. It says, we go, the Tzaras Chus.
One more year than Gula.
Doesn't mean how dry it means.
Okay. We have Shimon, yeah. Rav Shimon ben Lokish Omar, Lelibi Golisi, I opened it up to my heart, I revealed it to my heart, but Lamalchi Ashurath Legalisi. And that was going rather on the 40 years in the Midbar, Hashem is making this Gezerah, he didn't even tell the Malchi Ashurath yet. Tony Avimi Bredu Rabbi Yavua. Yemois HaMashiach LeYisrael Shivas Alpayim Shana. It'll be 7,000 years. That's how long Yemois HaMashiach will be. So for sure you have your question. It'll be longer than we have 6,000 years. Shneimer HaPasuk says, U'mesois chosin imkalo kein yosis olecho Hashem lekecha. Same way chosin imkalo have the simcha sheva brachas, 7 days, that's the way Hashem will be happy with us. And we know the Yom of Hashem is 1,000 years. So therefore, at 7,000 years, that's how long will be the Yemois HaMashiach. Rashi says, "I'm sorry. Kimsayt Chosan Shivas Yemei HaMishta Ken Yosas Alecha Shivas Yomim VeYoyim Hashal Hakadosh Baruch Hu Elof Shana." One day by Hashem is like 1,000 years. Therefore, the Yemois HaMashiach will be 7,000 years. Omer Rav Yehuda Mashmuel. Yemois HaMashiach, how long will that be? Ki miyoyim shenivro elom biyad achshav. From the time the world was created until he comes. That's how long it will extend further. Shneimer HaPasuk says, ki mei ha-shamayim al-oretz. That the days of the Shemayim on this world. That whatever we're missing from this world will be completed then in Yemois HaMashiach. Rashi says, l'man yirbu yimeichem yimeich neichem al-adama. Then it says, ki mei ha-shamayim al-oretz. Klaius will not stay in Eretz Yisrael so long. Elo, what does the pasuk mean? Asidim lama kishiyav Mashiach. When Mashiach will come, then the Jews will stay in Eretz Yisrael as long as the whole world was in existence. That's how long the Eretz Mashiach will be. Rav Nachum Mayitzlo Gomar ki mei noyach ad achshav. Not from Odom Rishon, but from Noyach's times until now. Shnem the pasuk says ki mei noyach zayisli ashenishbati. From what was missing from Noach, Rashi says, "Kimei, ki mei Noach, kecheshben hashonim." The times you find from Noach until now, that's what Hashem will pay us back. That's also possible. Kimei Hashemayim halorot. But what we're missing from then until now will be paid back to us. Yemois HaMashiach. Omer Rabbi Chiya Barab, Omer Rabbi Yechonon, Kol haNeviim. All that it says in the Nevu and the Neviim about the good that will come to Klal Yisrael, kulam leNisnabu el Yemois HaMashiach. He only spoke about the good that will be when the Melech HaMashiach comes, then will be good times for Jews. What's going to be again, according to some on the other, this means, after the end of the Melech HaMashiach, then the world will be destroyed for 1,000 or 2,000 years, and then there'll be the real Olam Habo. Then there'll be the real Tchias HaMeitzim, then they will all come down again, and that life will be forever. So that time of Olam Habo, Ayin Lo Rosa, nobody ever saw that. Elokim Zulasecha, only Hashem himself knows what that is. Yasa Lamechakale, Hashem makes that for the people that are waiting for him. That you have to have hope, belief in. But nobody ever saw that, nobody ever spoke about that. Rashi says, the Ein Keit L'Dover, there's no end to that. And that will be forever. And nobody ever had Nevu about that. According to this man, the Yama, Pligi B'Shmuel, he argues on Shmuel. The Yama Shmuel, Shmuel says, Ein Ben Oilom Azel Yemais HaMashiach, there'll be no difference from the way we live today until the way we'll live when the Melech HaMashiach comes. The only difference will be Ela Shibad Malchus. We won't have the government, the Goyim will respect us then. Then they'll realize the greatness of a Jew, and the government, the Goyim, will respect us. But that's all. We'll have the same type of a life we have now. So according to him, when the Nevi'im spoke about the greatness that will come, it does not mean Yemois HaMashiach. According to him, it has to mean the greatness of what will be Ba'olam Habo. Because according to him, the Nevi'im did speak about what will be in Olam Habo. Because they said great things will happen. The trees will give off bread that's brought down. Tremendous things will happen then. So that was not said in Yemois HaMashiach, according to Shmuel, because things won't change. So it had been said upon the Olam Habo.
That's what they say.
They only spoke about the Maila of a Baal Tshuva. They spoke about Abba Tzadikim Gemur, a person that was a Tzadik from the beginning until end, a Tzadik Gomor, that Ayin LaRosa, nobody saw the greatness of that person, Elohim Zulasech, only Hashem himself. Now again, Upligid Rabbahu, Yagzan Rabbahuah, the Yom Rabbahuah, Omar Rav, Kol Mokam Shabali Tshuvah, B'mokam Shabali Tshuvah Imdim, Shom, Tzadikim Einim Imdim Shom. Rabbi Hu holds that a Baal Tshuva is greater than Tzadikim Gemurim. According to the first one, Rabbi Chiya Barab, Rabbi Yechonon, Tzadikim Gemurim are greater than Baal Tshuva. And Rabbi Hu holds no, that the Baal Tshuva are greater than Tzadikim Gemurim. Shneimer HaPasuk says, Shalom, Shalom, Merochot, Ulakorf. Shalom to the Rocha, the one who was far. He gave him Shalom first, that's about Shuvah. And then Lekor to the Tzadik Gomorrah. Pereisha Rochot, first we established the Baal Tshuva, the Rochot. Behold the curve, then we give Shalom to the Tzadik Gomorrah. So that's Rabbi Hu's pshat. My Rochot, what does Rochot mean? Rochot midimikoro, that he was far away first, and then it became a Baal Tshuva. Oh, my Korov, what does the puzzle mean? Korov, Korov Dimikoro. He was the Tzadik Gomorrah from the beginning to the end. Dimikoro the Hashta. He was good before and now also. So that's Rabbi Hu's pshat, that a Baal Tshuva have greater schusim than Tzadikim Gemurim. Rabbi Yechonomar, what does Rabbi Yechonomar said? Holds not that he holds the tzaddik gomorrah is greater. Rabbi Yechonomar, l'rochuk means shurochuk ni'aveira. That's what I mean to say. He was far away. He never came in contact with an aveira. Korov means shukorov m'aveira. He did have contact with an aveira, but even a srachik b'meno. Sounds we dash is just the opposite. That's a deacon gomorrah greater than Baal Tshuva. Right. All the Nevi'im that spoke about the greatness, they spoke about the greatness of a person that gives his daughter to a Talmud Chacham. Or else, a person that does business with a Talmud Chacham, before a Talmud Chacham, you help him out. You enlighten him from your own possessions. You give him no enjoyment. The greatness of a Talmud Chacham himself, Ayin La Rosa, that nobody saw. How dear it is upstairs in Shemayim, that nobody ever saw a person in this world. Elokim Zlo Sech, only Hashem himself. Now, my Ayin La Rosa, what does it mean that Ayin did not see? What do we have to see? Omer Rav Yeshua Ben Levi means to say, the Yayin HaMeshumer, special wine that is being watched, the Anovas in its grapes, Misheshesh Yimei Breshes. From the creation of the world, Hashem has special wine that He set aside that nobody ever saw. And what it means to say, Pashas, we always say, Nichnas Yain Yossi Yisoid. There are tremendous Yisoidos, no Yisoidos that Hashem has hidden, to not reveal to anybody. That'll come a special time, or else the Tzadikim Gemurim, these are the people that those Yisoidos are revealed to. Soima to Yain, yeah. Rishlaka says, no, this goes on Ze'edin. Goes on like Ganedin on Eden itself. That La Rosa, that nobody ever saw the greatness of Eden. La Rosa, I am Yerla. You told me to ask me a question. It says, Odom Hechendar, where did Odom live? The Gan, he only lived in Gan, not in Eden. If you told me, you could tell me, Gan, who Eden, same thing, Gan Eden. Gan and Eden is the same thing. No. Tom Lemon, the Apostle says, V'nohor Yoitzim Eden, the river left Eden. Lahashke says the Gan, to water the Gan. Mashma, the Gan is separate than Eden. So Adam lived in the Gan, but not in Eden. Eden nobody ever saw. That's the Makor, that nobody ever saw, that greatness. Now, the Mishnah says, who are the people that ain't lechelik ne'olam habor? So far we had somebody that denies Tchias HaMesim. So far we spoke about Tchias HaMesim. Now the second one is, V'oimar ein Torah min HaShemayim. Somebody says, Torah was not given from Hashem min HaShemayim, but maybe Moshe Rabbeinu made it up himself. That's ain't lechelik ne'olam habor. Tana Rabbon. The Pasuk says, Ki Devar Hashem Boza. Somebody is Mavazim, despised the words of Hashem. Or Mitzvah Sahaver, he turned around his mitzvahs. He Koros, he Koros. This person is Karuf. There, what is the Pasuk going? Oimar, somebody says, they enter him in a Shemayim. Torah was not given from Shemayim, means from Hashem himself. Torah, another Peshat is, Ki Devar Hashem Boza, Zapikurus. That's an Apikurus. We'll soon see what an Apikurus is. Torah, another Peshat is, Ki Devar Hashem Boza, Zeha Magala Ponabatura. Somebody that uncovers his face to the Torah means dashing is the wrong way. Says things that's not true. We'll soon see what that means also. He has the mitzvah, so he doesn't listen to the mitzvahs. Zeha mefer bris bosa. Means he doesn't have a bris milah. He despises, he takes away, or never had a bris milah. He tries and takes away. He chorus, this person will be cut off. That means he chorus, brelam azeh, he'll have a short life in this world. And he chorus, alam abor. That's ein lo chedek alam abor. He can't premier Omer Ablaz Amidoi. Ha machal les hakodeshim. Someone despises kodeshim. He makes fun of the union of parish of kodeshim. We are mavazeh samuadis. He makes fun, he despises muadin. Rashi says it even means cholamoyit. Rashi says cholashamoyit. We are mefer bris shalom romavinu. He despises the bris middle that he has or he doesn't make one. And Bahamagala Ponabatura, somebody uncovers his face in the Torah means he says wrong pshatim deliberately. Shaloi Kalocha, not the way he's supposed to look Kalocha. And also Bahamalbim Tanechaveh Barabim, somebody that embarrasses his friend Barabim. A person has to realize that a friend, a person is a tzelem elokim. He has to do with Hashem. If you embarrass him, Barabbas, it's like you're embarrassing Hashem, Barabbas. And for that, afal pi sheish b'yoda Torah ma'isim, even though you learn Torah and you have good actions, good deeds, still ain lo chilek lo mabo. That's considered all ki devar Hashem bo. So you're despising Hashem. If you would realize the greatness of Hashem and these things that Hashem created, made, you would not despise them. By despising them, you're also Dvar Hashem Boza.
It's possible. I don't know. It's possible that this is all...
Tanyidich. Learn like this also. Tanyidich. Ki Dvar Hashem Boza. What does the possible mean? Despise the words of Hashem. Zeoime ain term in the Shemaim. Somebody says, Torah did not come from Hashem. The Afiduam, even if the person says, Kola Torah Kulam Hashem, I believe every word came from Hashem. Chutzi Pasik Zeh, one Pasik didn't come from Hashem. Moshe made it up himself. Moshe himself made it up. Zil, that applies. Kidvar Hashem Bosi, despising the words of Hashem. That's the one thing we have clearly from Hashem our Torah. Torah Shabbat itself. Torah Shabbat also. The Afilu Omar Yirmi says, Kol HaTorah Kula Min HaShemayim Chutz MiDigduk Zeh. From one Digduk, Rashi says, Digduk means Chaseros Yiseros. Whether there's an extra Vav there or not an extra Vav. Or else, Mikal V'chaim is there. He despises one Kal V'chaim and one Drosho he does not like. Mikzer Shava is there. Zehu Kidvar Hashem Bozah is also despising the words of Hashem. So part of Torah. Tanya will learn Hoyer Rabbi Meir Weimer. Tanya Hoyer Rabbi Meir Weimer. Ha'loi me Torah. Somebody learns Torah. V'yeinu Malamda. He does not teach it to others. Zehu Dvar Hashem Bozah. That's called you despising the words of Hashem. Something you love, you like to give over to others. If you really love the Torah, you'd want to give it over to your friend also. If you only learn it and don't care to give it over, that shows you're mavazi, you're despising the words of Hashem. Rabbi Nosson Oimer, Kol mi she'enoi mashgiach ala mishnah. Someone doesn't care about his learning. Chosun se'poshim means he doesn't review it to remember it. He's also called Dvar Hashem Boza. We have Noroi Oimer, Kol she'ef shalasa, but there's someone that could learn Torah, has a good head, has time. V'yeinoisik, and he does not. It's also called Dvar Hashem Bozah. You're despising the words of Hashem. You have the ability, do it. Rabbi Yishmol Oimer, Zeh Oiveg, Avodas Chavim. No, Dvar Hashem Bozah goes if you worship Avodah Zarah. My mash, what's the right? That's the pshat on this pasuk. So, according to him, he's arguing all the other pshatim. He only says it really goes on real Dvar Hashem Bozah. That's the way really you would learn pshat. The pshat of Kamikri, you're despising the words of Hashem means by worshipping Avodah Zarah. My mashma, where's the mashma? How do we know that's the pshat? Where does it say it? Where do we see it? The Torah of the Rabbi Shmuel. Kidvar Hashem bozo zeha mavaza dibur. That's your mavaza dibur, the words of Hashem. Shnemer, shnemel el Moshe, that was said to Moshe, Misinai. Which words? The first one in the Torah of Dibros. That it says, Anoichi Hashem lokecho, and lo yi elokho elohim acherim. So, if you, that's Dvar Hashem. The words of Hashem means the words that Hashem himself said. We know that Saras Adibras Hashem said the first two, and the rest of them already Moshe said over. So Dvar Hashem means the words that Hashem told us. The Yonoich and Lohiya, if you mavazi, you despise that, means you worship Avodah Zarah. That's the slav of Dvar Hashem was. Yimishur ben Kor Chaymer. Kol Haloi Mitzara, somebody learns Torah, V'yeinu Chayza, doesn't review it. Or V'yeinu Chayza, doesn't go to review it. Daimer, he's like, Li'odam Shezareya, a person that plants the seed, V'yeinu Chayza, just leaves it, he never takes it, knows he's wasting his time. If you don't plant and don't cut it down, what grows, what are you doing it for? Yeshua Aimer, Kol Haloi Mitzara, somebody learns Torah, Meshakra, he forgets it on purpose, means he doesn't care to review it. Daima Leisha, she led this for Kaveris. She gives birth and she buries a child. And you just forget your learning, it's like burying it. Sing every day, sing every day. Rashi says,